Hello, everybody. Friday, April 29th, 2022. Got a workout today that's going to be a burner, intentionally, which is great. Similar to something we've done in the past, but just with a little twist. So the workout of the day is 10 rounds on the 3 minute of 8 toes to bar, and then 12 calories on the air bike for men, 8 for women. And I wrote, compare this back to March 29th, 2019, and we did this almost exact same workout, but without the toes to bar each time. It was just every 3 minutes, as hard as you could, for 12 calories on the air bike for men, 8 for women. And it's a bruiser. And if it doesn't sound that bad, you're not pedaling fast enough. Pedal as if the devil is chasing you, and trust me, it will deliver. This is supposed to be a short time domain, high intensity effort sort of a day. Think of it as just a sprint day. Now, I just lost my train of thought for a second. Oh, we've given you, of course, options in case you're going to use Echo Bike, Assault Bike, Concept 2 Row, or something like that. Video showing the kipping toes to bar. And if you're unfamiliar with how this protocol works, you start the clock and then you do 8 toes to bar, hop on the bike, hammer those calories as hard as you can, note your time, the clock continues to run, and then when it gets to the 3 minute mark, you go again. When it gets to the 6 minute mark, you go again. When it gets to the 9 minute mark, you go again. You're going every 3 minutes, so until you've done 10 rounds. That's why it says 10 rounds on the 3 minute. Super Fitness Robot would be doing all toes to bar unbroken, and then when you get on that wonderful bike, you're doing your calories in 18 seconds or less. Ugh. Disgusting but effective. More likely is all toes to bar broken up as needed, and then doing your calories on the bike in 30 seconds or less. The wild card option is precisely the same as the workout of the day, but it's on the rower instead of the air bike. So if that's what you planned on doing anyway, it's just already programmed into BTWB to make it easy for you. Scaled option, 10 rounds on the 3 minute of 8 hanging knee raises, V-ups or sit-ups. It's in case the toes to bar, you're just not quite there yet. And then 12 calories for men, 8 for women on the air bike. And we've got videos showing the hanging knee raise, ab mat sit-up, but you don't need an ab mat to do sit-ups, and V-ups. Limited equipment crew, never shortchanged. 10 rounds on the 3 minute of 8 toes to bar and a 100 meter dash. Oh yeah. Super Fitness Robot time for them. All toes to bar unbroken, and then 15 seconds or less on each 100 meter dash. More likely, all toes to bar broken up as needed, and then 20 seconds or less on each 100 meter dash. No equipment workout. 10 rounds on the 3 minute, 8 V-ups, 100 meter dash. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Pull-ups, strict. Palms facing you, supinated grip. 3 to 4 sets, 8 to 12 reps per set. Break them up as needed. And if you're not quite there yet, you could do this with ring rows and still get plenty strong. And then slips practice. Slips, each letter stands for something. Scales, L-sits, inversions, planks, and stretching. And if that doesn't make sense to you, there's a video showing what each one of those actually means. Spend 15 to 20 minutes and just divvy up practice between the various elements. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the Cobra stretch for the old abs and the kneeling layback. Hope you enjoyed the midline and sprints. I will see you back here tomorrow. We're going heavy.